Can we start, guys? We're good.
Are we good to go?
So let's...
So let us start.
Let's try push this for 40 minutes. Try.
Okay.
Yeah, we should tell you.
Ooh, you should tell us. You should say, okay, guys.
Him.
Okay, 5 minutes. Hey. Buddy?
Boss man, how's it?
Good.
Good, 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 good.
Ready?
Mr. Fakati.
No, there's a teacher that used to say that.
No, not a teacher. There's a guy that used to call him
Mr. Linda
Fakati.
Mr. Kachopa.
Why Fakati? PH.
Yeah. Sounds rather appropriate.
Yeah, Kachopa. See, I knew that it was going to excite him. It was going to have a nice hard on for this.
Bro, you don't have to sound like you.
What?
Yeah, you look like you are pushed in the bush.
Hey, I had a day.
Were you fuckating in the bush, buddy?
No, I had a day today. I had a day. Actually, hold on. Let me get something. I'm thirsty. I'm coming back. Carry on. Ignore me.
Mr. Fakati fakating in the bush.
He's going fakating
now. He's going to go fakating in the bush.
Yeah, man. How's your week been?
Hey, brides. Yo, I don't know. I don't even know if it's been a week. Has it been a week?
Jeez, how long? It's about.
It's been a long time, buddy. I don't know. Wena, what have you been up to?
Hey guys, I can't say
I've been fakating though.
Yeah, I wish.
What happened today? Hey guys,
I wish I was fakating.
What's this for now?
No, me, I need some. I don't know if you don't want it.
Okay.
Look, so anyways, I was looking for, as usual, I had a meeting, looking for sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
That's not the sponsor, no, man.
Yeah, man, put it out in the universe, yeah. Right?
So I meet this lady. I don't know her. I meet her. Sure, I get there. Hot. 10 out of 10. Mm. That already throws me off, you know? Sharp, no problem. We talk, we do whatever. So when we finish, I'm like, thank you. We pay the bill and I want to leave. I'm like, no, it's going to office and she's waiting for Uber.
We pay the bill or you pay the bill?
So she was waiting for Uber, right? So I'm like, no, I'll take you to the office. Don't worry, where is it? She's like, no, down the street. I know the office is actually down the street from where we were. Can I go to him, Papa? Petri.
Who's this, you?
Me.
Oh, God, no.
Why'd they even offer? You know?
Wow.
That whole thing, I'm in Sentin. Do you think there's anyone with jumpers?
In Sentin, wow.
So I'm like,
Good Lord.
Okay, where do I even start looking for a battery, insurance, and this, and this, and that? So that threw me off. So
Something I saw, where you can source a battery online, wherever you are in the country, and it can either be delivered to you, or you can drive in if you can drive.
Hmm. Is it?
Very convenient.
Is this now...
Good pricing, very competitive.
You know, I've always had an issue car battery size, ne? I just always used to think battery kului ki battery kului.
This is what I was...
Battery traga ki battery traga, but...
Yeah, and most people struggle with that. So you need to... If you have a size ya battery, you code ya battery.
Yes.
You should at least know your vehicle, year model, this. And through that process of you describing your car, then this solution will tell you what battery.
So online.
Listen, this is what I was... You must call this guy, whoever it is, find out the information.
I forgot what it's called. Yes. I'll remember. We'll talk about it next time.
Find out the information. I must actually go... We've already placed it. So you must give us sponsorship.
So this one is getting free advertising.
There's no name.
There's no name. But you know, can I tell you something? Like, what I wanted to do anyways is battery. It's not in the conventional place, right?
Mm. Yeah.
It's underneath the seat. I guess
you don't even know where it is. Yeah.
The jumping cables, I don't know the cable. I actually had to call the car manufacturer and they're like, oh, the jumping cables, you jump it there and there.
Yes.
Was I delivery guys? Thank God.
Ish.
If I could, was I, all I wanted was like, this,
she's standing.
No,
so did you end
don't
up,
worry,
did
don't
you
worry,
end up
don't
Ubering
worry. No, don't worry, don't worry. Let me get an Uber. Now, do you say, ah, I've got it. Give me 5 minutes.
Or do you online.
What? Where? Online, guy.
Yeah. No, but in the name. Once we've got the name,
we must actually do that and start. Maybe let's do this. People should tell us their funny stories.
Yes.
And then maybe they will take the funny story. And then whenever he needs a battery, he's got a free battery.
Mm.
And then maybe he proposes. Maybe then I don't need this lady because I'm sure
about
she thinks.
Batteries. Funny stories about battery.
Yeah, or? Funny, okay. Being stuck.
Mm. I know, yeah. Quite a lot.
Yeah, but no, when I know,
I heard.
In the test.
What's that? No,
with the truck battery.
Someone once
came.
He's
got funny stories about his phone battery every single time. So I'm not going to even worry about batteries. So that is another innovation that was like, wow. You know, that guy took my idea.
It's a technology, but it's a good, I think it's a good thing.
Anyway,
get the details for us.
Sure.
Anyway, right? So, yeah. That was my morning.
That's your morning.
Let's hope, boy, I smell good or I'm a good look. If I was too sad, no, I wouldn't care because I'm good looking. And,
so, do you think she's not going to come back?
Yeah, she was not impressed. It's hot. She was not impressed.
Lady, so. Please come back. We're going to get the battery online, okay?
Yeah. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care anymore.
But why? I'm going to sponsor.
Kana, what's our WhatsApp number again?
I forgot it. I put it at the bottom there.
Yeah, when the guys send us their funny battery stories.
Yeah, put it on the WhatsApp. Put it on.
And please, don't send nudes. We got enough last week to last us for the whole year.
So he sent himself nudes.
We are good. We are good for the year.
Anyways, yeah, let's start, guys.
Before we help a nigga out in the segment of help a nigga out, who needs help between the two of you in terms of exercise regime? The swim competition is close.
Ooh. No, we're fine. Give us a date. Let's do it.
Have you...
Get over and done with it.
Oh.
Give us a date, we'll go swim.
Okay.
Let's move on. Hey, because we like torturing us. Hey, Karel Tabile, Lisumani.
I like that. How can I go up, Papa? Feel like swimming. Yeah. So this segment of helping a nigger out.
Negro. Next time it will be a Caucasian. Next time it's a Breno. You know.
Oh, must we say Breno?
Yeah. Why?
Slamo.
Yes. Negro. Why? Why? Negro.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the segment called?
I don't know.
I want you to say it.
Nigga wants a car.
He's like,
let's carry on, guys.
If you could understand the guy ahead. Carry on, okay. Let's go.
So this guy is Linda's neighbor, Sbonelo. Is it Sbonelo or Sbonelo?
Sbonelo.
Sbonelo.
It's not my neighbor. We live in the same hood.
Okay.
We live in the same vicinity.
All right. From Maritzburg, he has a bikey, Isuzu KB250 double cab. He's an engineer and he's happy with this. This story sounds made up. But anyway, his wife drives the A-class Merc. And all is good in the hood.
Yeah.
Right? So Mzalo Zamaga KB250, wife Merc. But then one day this guy woke up and was like, you know what?
I think invoice it.
This guy woke up one day and was like, you know what, screw this KB250 BS.
No, it's not that, right? He's saying screw it. It's like, I want something for me, you know.
So he's like, you know what, 600 from the invoice, 600K from the invoice, I can play with, man. So he wants a performance car. No nonsense. Performance car. Got 600,000. I don't know.
Isn't 700?
It's 600. Numbers, chief. Numbers. Have another sip then.
Homework. Homework, I'm sharp, Brian. It's not a homework kind of guy.
Oh, but so he wants a reliable sports car.
He didn't say reliable.
Okay, not country. Reliable.
He wants a sports car. Basically saying, look, I want a sports car. I know at 600,000 you're going to tell me unreliable. He doesn't care. Tell me if it's unreliable, what should I look out for? That's it.
Okay, so what's going to give him a hard-on more than what's not going to give him a hard-on type of thing?
We started with nudes, now we're talking hard-ons. But it's okay. Yeah, he wants something to move himself. Man, we tabi on a weekend.
Yes.
For pep nyara.
So, Areng, he likes German cars, he likes English cars, or Japanese cars.
Yeah, but we can suggest.
And the car cannot be older than 10 years old.
Yeah.
All right? So I want
already people that didn't do a homework.
I want you to hear me out. Please.
I'm only looking at it now.
Right? Hear me out. I've got exactly
this
the car for this homie.
Didn't this change?
K Can you listen? I've got the exact car for this name.
It changed.
No, it didn't change.
Okay.
Did it change? No, it didn't change.
What I got is not this, but carry on.
You're looking at the wrong one. So, Sbonel, here are words of wisdom. 2014 Jaguar F-Type 3-liter supercharged S-Coupe R. Here are words of wisdom. 2014 Jaguar F-Type 3-liter supercharged S-Coupe R.
Okay.
White in color.
R is what? Convertible? No, it's not.
No, it's not. So, the coupe.
The coupe or coupe, yeah. R, sorry.
599K. Right? Right on budget, my friend. Mm. You've even got 1,000 rand denyana to, I don't know, do whatever. Get a tattoo.
Get it too.
Yeah.
For
so this.
Go to jail. Get it.
So because this sounds like a midlife crisis, this screw this 600,000. Let's just shout. So this is my car. I love this car, ne? And one of the things that I think.
How many kilometers has it done?
It's done 72,000 kilometers.
Okay.
So which is still, it's not bad. There's another one that I saw. So I liked the white one, but there's a silver one, same thing, which has done 49,800.
Yeah.
Same price range. It's actually 10,000 rand cheaper, 489.
489?
Yeah, 489.
That's 110,000 rand cheaper.
No, not 489, sorry. 589, I'm sorry.
Mathematics, homework.
So hear me out. Here's the Jaguar.
2-liter S.
S, ne? Mm-hmm. Best exhaust. In the V6 class.
How much power does it have?
It's got 200 and...
Two. No homework.
No, listen. No. When I skawaga, you
Oh, you're only researching it now.
No, I want to give the exact. Ne? So this is giving you 250.
I'll tell you, 294. 275, actually.
So where I saw it, they say 250 kilowatts. This is not the V8. It's a V6.
275, Baba, but okay, 265, okay. 275.
So, yeah, that's the car. It's a V6 engine. Gives you what? 10 fuel consumption, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Because, invoice is paid. 450 Newton meters of power.
Do you
is
know
that,
what that does?
Is that correct?
It's about that much.
Okay.
You know what Newton meters do?
No, I don't.
We'll explain it after this.
So, that's the car for me. When you start that thing, when as Bonello, your life is going to change.
No.
Your neighbor's wife will look out the window and your neighbor will have a problem with you.
What do you
That's
think?
All I'm saying.
Lovely car. I don't want to lie. These are vehicles that I personally love. Good looking, sound of the engine. I prefer the V8.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the pick of the bunch.
Mm.
But if you can't get that, I think the six-cylinder also does the job. They're not the quickest, but it's quicker than an Isuzu KB250. It should move him.
Miles away.
Look, I think my opinion is that this is not the right one to buy.
In get terms the V8. Of?
Get the V8. It
the Jaguar F-Type. Okay.
The V6 is slow. I mean, it's 275 kilowatts. One day, he's going to pitch and... He's in Maritzburg, he's going to pitch there, and then someone with the RS3 is going to say, hi, China, have I MNX to him, and he's going to lose.
Mm.
And he's going to lose to TTs, he's going to lose to everything, basically. You know when you got something that you like, but you know it's not the best.
Mm. But this is a classic.
Nah, it's not going to
be. They've stopped making these.
Not a V6, no.
Agar.
Listen to a V8 pipe. If you're talking about pipe, V8 pipe. V8 might be a classic. I don't think this car will be a classic. I love Jaguars, you know that.
Mm.
Get the V8. I think it's a nice car. It's a beautiful car. Get the V8. The V6 will just keep on dropping in price. They're not that special. They've got piping and nothing. It doesn't actually even sound original. It's tuned in. It's not. Get the V8.
Let's keep the price.
Look,
in mind.
If I was you, wanted to take another 100K, I saw one, 5-liter V8 at 699.
You must take another 100,000
once
from the invoice.
Once, if you want it, if you want something.
Bonello Linda wants you to get the
don't get this car. There's better cars that will give you better thrills.
What car, then?
No, let's listen to Tuzo.
He always wants to go last.
I'm always going last. It's how it works.
He doctors these things.
Yep. How do I doctor them?
Okay, cool.
Someone did this homework when we got here. So how do I doctor it, Mswats?
Who did the homework when? And why is it homework?
Okay, so I broke criteria. You can go off with me about homework. But because the vehicle that I saw that I think would be most suitable for someone in his position, my man, leave the 10 years. There's a 2012 C63 Coupe, C63 AMG. With 120,000 K. Oh, you know my darling, it's a little game, one by one. See, we can play this little game. You go higher and let me see. Our foolish hearts will break free. It's the best secret to keep. Now you swear you kick it back me, but you never lose your cool. My man, leave the 10 years. There's a 2012 C63 Coupe, C63 AMG, with 120,000 Ks. Now, these things are bulletproof. If you want to be moved, you want your soul, your ass, your life, your everything to be moved, you get this thing. And this is the last naturally aspirated C63 that's ever been made. So these things are fast becoming classics.
Mm.
You better grab one as soon as you can. So forget your criteria. Grab this thing as soon as you can. It's quick enough. It's not the quickest, but it's quick enough.
Mm.
But the thrill it will give you, that exhaust note on its own will change your life.
And tires.
And this one, tires, but it's fine. You've got it exclusive for everyday use.
Is this the one in Gizina?
At a reputable dealership.
There are many
reputable dealerships in Gizina.
Got just a beautiful. Making sure.
No, I saw the thing.
Beautiful blue exterior and a cream black interior. Stunning car. You will love it.
What was your second choice? I see there was a second choice.
Second choice, I think, is what Linda stole from me.
What?
There was a
V8 F-Type,
but 700,000 rands, 32,000 Ks, 2014.
I stole it.
Yes, you just spoke about it.
It's in my thing.
See, people that think, he thinks
you copied my homework.
No, I didn't copy. No, this is not my choice.
Homework. Yeah.
So my choice.
But anyway, I think the 63 for me is the pick of the bunch. You won't regret it.
I don't disagree with the C63. I just think he's going to look like every other guy. That's it.
No.
I mean, every guy that wants a sports car has got a C63. You aren't creative, like the typical dude, yeah? It's either BMW M3, M5. I said, as usual, doing my homework, being quattro porté.
So before we go to the quattro porté, are you squashing?
Look, I agree that it might be a classic one day. I agree that it might be a classic. It might be wanted one day.
It might give him a thrill, yes.
But check. I think an M3 would be a better classic of that generation.
I beg to differ. Much as I love BMW, I think the
M3, the V8 M3 will be a classic more than this. Prices will pick up, M3 will pick up quicker than this.
What's this? Is this a V6 or
V8? V8.
6.2
liter. Naturally aspirated, sounds good. It's not the quickest.
It sounds very good.
And the tires, it shreds tires like no one's business.
Listen,
the car.
Go look for these things on the market and you'll see they are less and less and less than being available, even compared to the BMW.
I agree with you.
Very desirable, this thing. It's already holding good value.
Mm.
It's already somewhat of a classic, in fact.
I've been looking, when you sent this, I looked at this. I found one for 400K. did a bit more kilometers.
Pre-facelift.
It's a pre-facelift. Yeah, so you see what I'm saying is that you won't find the M3 of that amount. I would rather go M3.
Nah. All right, next. Quattroporte, let's see.
To Quattroporte, I've stuck within budget. 20. Yeah,
what's the budget?
It's 6. Okay.
Homework. 50,
homework. Yeah, 50. Homework.
50,000. You can negotiate. You're paying cash. Negotiate.
So you actually have no choice.
You don't have.
I have a choice. Quattroporte. You can't say you have a choice. Your car's old. It's 12 years.
But it's in his budget. He can still buy it.
Yeah, but
still
it's
buy
old.
It.
You said, can, yeah,
he literally said anyway, 10 years.
Get on, talk about your car.
Yeah, Hanaga Met.
Okay, let's hear this car that's okay. Out of budget.
Maserati Quattroporte GTS.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure you can go to this guy and say, I want to buy it. They'll give it to you. Because it's not going to sell tomorrow. They know it.
Because nobody wants them. And there's a good reason for that.
The funny thing is this. Whoa. The funny thing, I actually did research. These things are they're decently reliable. They're reliable. You can't say your service is, because you got a Ferrari engine. Let's be honest. It's gonna your service is gonna be Ferrari service, but they're decently.
Where in Maritzburg?
Okay, I'll tell you this. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you about the car. Number one.
Finish the sentence. Are you gonna find someone to maintain a Quattroporte?
Yeah.
Anyway,
you
carry on.
It's a Maserati Quattroporte GTS.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is a 3.8 V8, twin turbo. And you know the sound of that thing. You know it. I'm not gonna even the sound of the thing, the look of the thing, the uniqueness. He's gonna get into that car and he's gonna go from Maritzburg up to the Midlands, going up those curves. He's gonna enjoy every single moment, and it's going to be unique.
While going nowhere slowly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not slow.
It's very slow.
I'll tell you this.
Very slow.
It's got 384 kilowatts of power, right? It's more than your 363, C63. 0 to 100 is quicker than your C63.
How so? Never.
Google it.
Never.
Okay, I'll give you the we'll, stats.
We'll put, 524 put up your numbers.
Newton meters. It's Italian. It sounds beautiful. It looks beautiful. It is. Look, Tuso, if I'm going to park my... Let's be honest, Mswati. Here's my Quattroporte, I feel outside and I park my Quattroporte with my sound, my pipes. You know those pipes are Italian? My Italian pipes. And you come with your C63 when I don't feel like a trompetanyan.
Okay.
I would take the
Maserati. This is what I did a little bit of homework, teacher. The most common issues of the Maserati Quattroporte, your car. A few drivers have reported melting interiors, which warp in high temperatures and leave sticky residue and a foul smell. So I think the foul smell, you can't pick up chicks with the car thing. Smelling ugly.
I saw those things.
Number two, it's got excessive, it's excessively noisy to drive. So is it, now my question is, listen, and this is my question. Is it the pipe or is it the...
No,
the
pipes. It's loud. This is 63 is loud.
Listen.
The 63 is very loud.
Prone to premature tire wear. So,
you know why? It's a peck-wheel drive. So those things will always chow tires.
Those are the things that I read about. But I think they don't matter.
Look, dude, if you're going to take the car and leave it outside in South African sun every day, any car will wear. If you're gonna take care of it, put this leather dashboard. Take care of it, put in the garage. I looked at people forums and stuff. They don't complain about. They're not like the old Quattroporte's with the clutch that breaks every 70,000. The gears have been changed. The interiors have been. You know what
some
they complain about?
About the brakes as well.
Dude, do you understand that this is almost a 2-ton car? It's like his car. The cars we've chosen. Your brakes won't last very long. Your brakes will wear and tear because you've got a fast car, a heavy car, and you have to stop that.
Okay. Final decision. Quadruple is tape. My car out?
Yeah, no.
Is my car out?
If it doesn't V8, I go for your car. It's a personal.
I think in this company, yeah. You're right, against the V8, it's out. Mm. But it's okay. not a bad choice.
Not a bad choice.
At all.
Okay. Yeah. Not at all. You're getting better.
Yeah.
Your car is out because of age.
I wanna talk about more.
You
want to
finish
that
it
car?
Okay.
The only thing it has going for it is the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Its looks are questionable.
Yes.
They split
True.
Opinions.
True.
Build quality is a big problem. Reliability, there's a reason why he jumped so quick. Say, oh, it's not reliable, it's reliable. No, it's because he knows. He knows the reputation the vehicle has. He knows that's why it doesn't sell in the market. And parts availability, the cost of maintenance, it sounds nice. It sounds nice for a gangster who's got stacks of cash in the backyard. That's fine. But a C63, extensive dealer network, relatively reliable cars. If it's well maintained, you look at this, it's at a reputable dealership, it's got full service history and all those things, get a good warranty, and you won't go wrong with this thing. It's gonna hold its value. It's the desirability factor. Listen carefully. Desirability factor is high on these things. And this one with the spec specifically, it's a peach. C63 all the way in this company.
I say, look, C63, I agree with you, it's a desirable car. I'm not sure if it's a classic already or it's going to be a classic. It might be. I'm still maintaining this company, M3, would have been a better classic, the V8.
Let's
right?
leave the M3 out of
yes.
it.
Yes.
If
I wanted the common cars, I was actually thinking I was going to go for the M3 V8. If I wanted the common cars.
I want us to get to finality.
The Maserati. We all complain that it's unreliable. But to be honest, I do not think it's worse off reliable than a Merc. Number two, if Sbonelli is going to take this thing as a Sunday car and take care of it, and every now and again come to Joburg and service it, it's fine. Because I don't see him driving it every day, right? Mm. Number three, it's a quick car. It's a unique car. C63 in Natal, bruh. Sure.
It's like a
bro, I've seen one with these brakes.
So it's like it's one in elders.
It's just
so look.
It's not you. There's a certain connotation to it.
Okay, let's do this, and now we must finish this. Sbonelo.
No, we must agree.
Yes. Now, 650 sharp. We go over car price. We go over Gadijara. You 2 years more. You car price. I'm out.
Mm.
Right, unless.
And I know
look
you know
at,
what.
Just look at my car. No, look at my car. So this is what this is what I say. You overcut 2 years. You overcut 50k. Ne? And I get your point there, the uniqueness. And when I saw the car, when you put it up, I was like, shit, this is actually.
You know.
And now when I was looking, I didn't want to look at BMW. I didn't want to look at Mercedes Benz because I'm like, everyone wants these things. That's why I went Jag. Marahape the. The brief was German or English car. He comes with an Italian car.
Yeah, but that's the whole point.
But it's fine. So now I tend to go that side today, my friend.
Which
I'm
one?
Sorry. So it's 2-1. we decide on the Maserati Quadruped. I'm a Merc fan for life.
Yeah.
But I side with Lind on this one. Sorry, my friend.
Hey, we.
Sbonelo, it's not a win for you, my friend. Trust me.
Sorry,
so
my
losers.
Friend.
You I know think, people that lose beds.
I think, I tend to go with Linda on this one. So, look, I won't bet on him with the swimming, but definitely with this one. I'll go with him there.
Anyway, talk about sports cars, eh? Did you guys see last week the launch of the 992.2 GT3?
Bruh.
What are your thoughts?
Chief, that you know, the GT3 with the tail and stuff. I always think of it as that guy, Akinyam Vest, with the muscles. Mm-hmm. That's always walking around like it's 10 degrees outside. He's wearing a vest and he's showing his muscles with a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I love gym or something like that. That's a GT3 for me with the big tail. But the touring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I saw that thing. You know, I looked at my life. I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
This 911 GT3, my friend.
With the tail and what? I don't like it. That I don't. I know what it's capable of. I hate the tail.
You know, I've never liked big tails, ne? But here,
you will get it.
This thing
is stunning.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. I think, just like a guy with muscles is gorgeous.
I wouldn't know that.
No, a guy with muscles, that's what we work for. That's why we're working out. But the problem is, don't display it. I think it's a capable car. It's good. It's lovely. I'm just happy that there's a Touring and the price is the same.
Is this the...
Look, I agree with you on the Touring. For me, the Touring is the pick of the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really desirable with this current Touring is that you still get the manual, but it says you can get rear seats now as well. That's always my thing with that. Yes, okay. You can get rear seats. And you can get some lightweight components from the ST.
Oh. So both... Only the Touring. Oh, okay.
Only the Touring.
Because my problem, the problem, GT3, I know, it's always had those.
Yeah,
the roll cage. So,
look, the normal GT3. Let's go with the wing. Mm. Let's call it that. That one will have your roll cage.
Okay.
Right. And historically, the Touring is more for long distance Touring. But as a 2-seater. The rear space was more for luggage.
Mm.
But now customers complain that, geez, can we get a back seat, you know? And now Porsche listened, and it's there.
Mm.
And I think that's the best thing they could have done. And again, like I said, some lightweight components have a bit of weight, so it'll be a bit quicker as well now. Mm. And what's also noteworthy is the Weissach Pie pack.
Yes.
That's usually available on RS cars, is now available on the GT3 as well. To also make it lightweight. And explain, I love this new look. Pack. This new.
Just explain what the Vice Pack is. Weissman, isn't it?
Weissach Pack. It's a package that you order with your Porsche. It's an extra.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with lightweight components, mainly carbon fiber.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come with the wing. It'll come with the roll cage, with the seats, and mirrors that are in carbon fiber, and carbon fiber all over the car instead of your car just being plain.
So making it lighter.
Making it lighter.
Making it quicker.
Yeah.
Okay.
And more desirable. It's an extra that's worth it. If you're going to buy such a car, let's say it was a GT3 RS. Historically, you're only getting the RS cars.
Mm.
You buy a GT3 RS, you are better off buying one with a Weissach pack. It's more desirable.
Wow.
But it was never available, the GT3, and now it is.
What's the engine?
It's a 4-liter boxer engine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Boxer? Oh, can
I get a V configuration? Yeah. Is this straight or inline? Boxer flat 6.
Okay.
Flat
I'm
six.
Learning. I'm learning.
Let me explain it. This guy must draw a picture. You saw it. I plug
it. I'm learning.
Flat 6 or boxer 6. 375 kilowatts, 450 newton meters torque, 3.4 seconds, 0 to 100. Fairly capable car, naturally aspirated. You know that the acceleration will be, there's no turbo lag, understand? It's instantaneous. Very, very, very
high nice revving. Nice. It goes up to what?
9,000 revs. I mean, hearing this thing scream, is everything you need. And if you have it in a Touring with a manual,
I mean, I know exactly what I want in my life.
You want the Touring? Therefore,
I get that. Then you know that Linda's arrived.
Yeah. Price, we don't know as yet in South Africa. So I got information from a US page, and it's actually ridiculously expensive compared to.
I got the
pre-facelift. Do you have the
4750? Oh, it's South actually Africa. Cheap. South Africa 4750.
Really? I was on the website. I didn't see it.
4750. It was announced. Both of them are the same price.
Yeah,
actually cheap. Same price 4750. Oh, it's actually affordable. With I don't know. I think manual is extra.
That's not bad.
But you do know that it's gonna come here. In a week, it'll be 5750. The Touring.
The Touring will even probably hit 6 million.
I'm sure they've taken all of them.
Yeah.
If you want one now, you'll have to pay 6 million.
Yeah. And you know, there's always a queue at Porsche.
You
must have bought, I don't know how many other models and given them both your arms for you to be in line, in a location for a car. Yeah.
And can you imagine, it's a Touring, the beautiful thing, it's a manual, high revving. Can you imagine in mountainous parts and you high rev, and it has no wing, it looks beautiful, it looks simple. No one actually will ever know what it is,
so,
except...
So, Wena, clearly you go for the Touring.
I know, Chief. I've always wanted one.
I'm also a more Touring type of guy.
Mm. Okay.
But I have nothing against the winged car.
Mm.
I mean, sports cars, think of the Lambo, the Ferrari, even historically, the poster on your wall is always a car with wings and doors, gullwing doors, whatever. So I get that. It's a sports car. I'm happy with it.
Hot money,
but for my preference...
Hot money vibes.
Preference.
And,
Tori,
my man. And the GT3 is...
This guy is like, look at me, man.
Okay. You know,
to me.
And, but then you get to the same place at the same time.
No, look, and it works. The GT3 with the wing.
Mm.
I've seen it on track.
Mm.
If you I've seen it on the straight road, the table will beat that thing on the straight road like this, right?
It's not even meant to be quicker than the table.
Yeah, and you see it on the track, it will beat the table by far. On the track, that thing works like a knife, a sharp knife through butter. It's precise, it's gorgeous. On curves, that guy takes it like, it's gorgeous, right? On track. You need that wing, and that wing moves, isn't it? It's
on the RS it moves. I don't think it does on this one.
Yeah, but it's aeropack. It's made for the track, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger with underpants, with a six pack, is meant for lifting weights, and then he drops it.
Yeah.
That's where he should be. Arnold Schwarzenegger with a six pack and underpants in a mall doesn't work. You understand what I'm saying? So the touring is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't get them.
No,
I actually get it. It's actually a good analogy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger with a six-pack in a suit in a mall, fine.
Mm.
You know, to hug your face, you are dead. But it's under carpet. The wing thing, I know what it is. I know it's good. I love it. And then it comes with the straps and this bull and it's a hard...
The three-point harnesses.
Harnesses, you know that...
I know.
And then it's very hard.
Okay.
If you see... So,
but they both are, though.
Yeah, but that one just says, that one says, that man, if you know.
You know.
Like that, you know, like,
okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is wearing a t-shirt, a loose t-shirt, Utomutel, get out sharp. And everyone's like, don't do that. Don't. You know,
right.
I like that.
Don't wear underwear and
walk outside.
And walk outside in the mall with no t-shirt.
Talking about, so me, I like it. Yeah. I really do. Mm.
Now you've already confessed you want to buy it,
even if it's a previous 991. I will, please, if you've got it out there
and
you want to give it away, please.
Quickly, I've been seeing a 992, or is it a 911 Brabus rocket?
Oh, yes.
What do you...
Yeah, it's a 992 Turbo S.
Yeah.
Porsche lover.
So no.
As Porsche lovers.
Big no. Leave it alone.
Big no.
Now, they put more power. They do this. They put a skirting. We'll talk about it one day. I think it's...
overdone.
Yeah, it's overdone. And they're very good on the Mercs. They know how to... The G-Wagon experience.
Do you think they...
But everyone that has tested the G-Wagon proper is like, don't do that.
Yeah.
It's just it's too much power. don't buy that thing.
I saw a Prusang. Was it a Brabus Prusang?
Yes.
Idiots. Idiots, man. Nah.
No, look.
So they must stick to Mac.
That's it.
Look, leave everyone else.
If you want to be... If you're just showing off that you got money and you've taken it to Brabus, and it looks good, but as a Porsche, what a Porsche is supposed to do, I personally wouldn't do that.
So these houses... Like Bo Brabus, there's the other one. Yeah, the guy who died here in Cape Town. Come on.
True, no. I just gonna lie now. This guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Not gonna lie. Gambali, Uwe, something.
Okay.
There's some German guy.
Yeah.
Who used to have a company. So I'll just Google it.
Okay.
Who died in South Africa? It was also one of these places where you could take your. Your Porsche, and then buy...
Look, you know that AMG, right? AMG was once one of those.
Yeah.
It was incorporated.
Okay.
I think it's better when it's part of the design. They design it with that in mind. But we will talk about... should actually find
I've
more
about
it.
I've never heard of this.
I've
Gambala.
Never heard...
Gambala.
Give me some Gambala.
Okay.
What?
Never heard of it.
We should talk about Gambala, actually. And I love design, you know that.
Mm.
Look, talking about something, Schwarzenegger wearing a suit and what. I want to talk about the Lexus Prado.
Okay.
I mean,
rather Lexus GX.
GX. It's not a Prado.
Okay.
So, it's a new Lexus. It's actually, once you ha! It's a Prado underneath.
You lift the skirt.
But they've changed the engine. Instead of the diesel, they've got the 3.5
V6
petrol, which I think, thank God, this diesel thing is boring me now.
Mm.
The petrol has got a bit more power. There's also a hybrid. mm-hmm. which has got a 2.44 cylinder battery, GX550H.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't buy that.
Are we getting that in South Africa as well? Hybrid?
I'm not sure about that, but I'm sure it will. Mm. If it's a Lexus, we've got a whole lot of these hybrids, other smaller ones that look. Mm. Yeah. Mm. It's a bit longer than a Prado,
mm-hmm.
but it's more beautiful.
And a bit wider as well.
And it's more beautiful. I would buy this with this engine, a 3.5 V6 petrol. I think it's beautiful. Instead
who
of a
would you
Prado,
suggest this for?
Look, man, if you want to buy...
Family car?
No, it's... You know, Prados are bought by family cars, middle management, high management.
I was waiting for...
A Prado is always a good family car. What I don't like about Prados is it's a leather frame chassis. I wish you could put a air suspension just to give it a bit more comfort. It's good off-road. It's going to be reliable. It will maintain its price. If you go look at the previous Prados, they're still R1 million. They're still expensive. Good-looking car. I'd buy the Lexus because of the petrol engine. I think we need a bit more petrol engines. In these big cars, they give it a bit more character.
Power to weight ratio.
Yeah, they give the diesels tend to be underpowered. Look, the price is not out, but I can predict 1516.
When is it coming? Next year?
It's next year. Okay. You can order it, I think. Yeah, we can order it. 1516, the price. And I would buy this more than the Prado. And this has got a more snobberish.
Yeah, I want to thank the Lexus gods for making that thing look better than it
is. Yeah.
Because I generally, it's selling like hotcakes, this Prado. But
the Prado is selling. I think it's hot.
I think it's hot. I don't get it.
Is it the one with the big square?
It's a beautiful one.
I think I've seen one. A white man. Inali.
You know what I think? Mm. I think they tried to follow what Land Rover did with the Defender.
Actually,
Land Rover executed very well. This was a big departure from a normal Prado. And yes, it will have all those attributes, reliable, hold its value, purely because of the brand, right? But I struggle with that thing's looks. I've struggled from day one.
Is it?
And I think the Lexus has softened it, but I still don't think it's the best looking thing out there. If Land Rover didn't have reliability issues, I'd go for the Defender any day without a doubt over the Lexus and the Toyota.
I'm double of that. The Land Rover, I've got issues with. I'm like, they need it soft. I actually want the Land Rover. I actually would buy the BMW, the one with the BMW engine.
The Range Rover?
No. The one that looks like an old Discovery. Not the old Discovery, the old... the car you're talking about.
The Defender.
Old Defender.
The old Defender.
Yes, there's a new one that came out that looks like it. Done by Sir Charles Ineos Grandia.
Oh yeah.
I'd rather go for that.
Oh, the Ines, yes.
I'd rather go for that because I think the Defender, that shape was iconic. It just needed to be more comfortable and have an aircon.
I think that doesn't look I love very that comfortable.
Right, it would take a lot for it to be more comfortable.
Yeah, so the Ines, I would buy the Ines. I don't think it's a beautiful looking thing. I think it's more city urban. I don't like the new Defender.
But it does off-road brilliantly.
It does off-road brilliantly, and it's got a softer suspension. It's a more beautiful ride than a Prado. Prado, I think, it's actually executed well. Yeah. Lexus, brilliant. The lights are better. It looks... Now with this engine...
They knew that to improve on the Prado because it's ugly as hell.
Look, I would go for the Lexus GX more than a Prado. We agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think... Okay.
And then I'll walk out and go buy a Defender, over the Lexus.
Look, I would.
I'm surprised you agree on something.
I agree with you. I'd also go buy the Defender
over this. So it's class, give me class. What
Defender
is
Defender?
Yeah,
Defender. Mm-hmm. And then there's that other one, the cheeky one from the Chinese that's trying.
Which one?
The
GWM. Hi. In the soji,
in GM
500. No, it's the big one. GWM
tank,
the big one, 500.
Okay.
It's also trying to get into this field.
Is it?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's got a 2-liter engine.
And you don't like milk cartons.
Yeah, no. 2 liters are meant for milk.
Talking about in the Defender.
You see, if you put the V8 in the Defender. With that suspension, with that technology, Yeah, okay.
Now we talk.
I was hoping the Lexus would venture and put a V8 in it. Mm. I was hoping. You know, they've got a V8 TDI that they've got in the previous, the other one, the big ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The 550.
Yes, the 450.
450.
450, yeah, 450? The LX 450.
Mm. I was hoping they would be brave and put it in there and put a softer suspension. Then to me,
so is Lexus still purely Japanese owned?
How? Oh. Dude, it's Toyota.
Honali. I get it, China everywhere.
No,
but
no,
you
no,
never
no,
know.
Toyota through.
You never
and
know.
Then talking about prices, Ford Mustang Dark Horse, the price is out. It's actually 1.5 million.
Jeez, how many Mustangs are there?
There's a dark horse.
It'll be a light horse.
One day.
Dark horse or a light donkey tomorrow. Because there are donkeys.
I actually saw one on the way,
yeah. Look, okay, guys. Look, there are people that buy these things.
No, of course.
Yeah, and it's 1.5 million. So that's why. I mean, 1.5 million is a GTI-R with specs. I'm joking, it's not. But you're not far off. Mm. And this one has got what? Okay, the normal one is 328 kilowatts, right?
Mm-hmm.
The dark horse has been blown up to 334, which is not bad. Not bad.
Is the dark horse the car that was...
We actually featured it a while ago.
I gave us wrong stats.
Mm. I gave you wrong stats.
We think it's the fastest selling something.
It wasn't the Mustang.
Homework. Yeah. Anyways, it's got 12-speaker. Why am I looking there? The camera is there. It's got a 12-speaker Harman Kardon. 10 speeds, bigger tires, the price is 150, bigger screens inside. It actually looks quite hot if you are into those kind of things.
Compared to the normal one, what's the price difference?
That's a good question. I'm sure it's a bit more. I'll find out. I'll put it at the bottom what the price difference is.
Because what they typically do, they make it much more expensive, but it's not that much of a departure.
Yeah,
from the
speed.
I mean, it's only 6 kilowatts more.
No, it's actually 334. Yeah, it is.
I can do maths.
Why did I think it's much? It's 6 kilowatts.
It's nothing.
Because even the 0 to 100, it's negligible.
Nothing. The thing is a donkey. And they'll just make it look better here and there. It's loud. That's all it has going for it. But that's it.
Guys, I think...
Can't handle to save its life.
Yes. I think...
You'll find yourself wrapped around the tree.
I think there's a market for it. You know,
1.5... There is.
Guys, if you want cheap thrills, this is a cheap thrill. Really.
I would get, without even having looked, from having looked some time ago, a used M4, the new one.
Yeah.
You might be around there. 1.6, 1.7.
The one with the big nose.
Yeah.
No. I would actually get... I'd actually get the previous one. What?
Yeah, that one is even... The F80. That's even...
The V8.
Cheaper. Mm.
The V8, I'd get that.
Or the V8.
No, the one previous to... This, it was a V8, the one previous.
No, it was a straight six.
Straight six, yeah. Mm. I'd get that. Mm. I'd get F80. That. I'd get better...
Yeah, those are even under a million. Mm. But I'm saying if you are there, apart, and you want something relatively new...
No, they looked...
Would you recommend this car to anyone you know?
No.
Unless you
wanted to kill them. Or yeah, go buy this car.
Yeah. You know what I'd recommend it to? There are people that think a fast car is loud and it's brash and it looks angry. I'd recommend it to the guy. The guy that, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the guy, that muscle guy, that guy, I would recommend him. I like things like it. You sit there and you see people with their flowers and things. It's a good car. Get it if you want it. Now I would never buy it, no.
Okay.
And I want 1 minute of
a shout out.
Guys, NP200 is gone. It's not coming back.
So why are you so touched?
No, because the NP200 delivers your packages. It's there. You see, Bradebuho, it's a connector of things.
Well,
it's gone.
We're not talking about now, or it's one of the most stolen cars in South Africa.
It is. Mm. But that tells you. Because this guy, why you turn in Kenya? You know, I think it's a sad thing.
And we're talking about now is the predecessor, yeah,
1400.
No.
But those things were tough. Eh? And I think the only reason why it was stopped is because, crumple zones was ahead.
Basically,
it had drums, all four wheels had drums.
14 clipper we use like a teaspoon from opening the door to starting it. Teaspoon.
So there's no more NP200 is gone because seemingly it's built in Russia. And this conflict has got an issue they won't be building. So Nissan South Africa said, look, we're not going to get any more unless they resolve it tomorrow. But
so now is the issue between the Japs and the
No, Russia. It's built in Russia. Seemingly it's built in Russia.
The war is affecting.
Yeah, the
war is affecting. But Nissan ke.
Yeah, but Japanese. I mean, a lot of cars are built all around the world.
I mean, you've got BMWs built
in South Africa. You find the Q7, which we're going to do a feature on next week. I'm happy.
Okay.
Guys, watch next week. Q7 is back. Yeah, this guy.
The hearse.
It's back. Shoo! That's how you do.
Anyway. You were explaining.
A Q7 is done in. I'll tell you next week. Mm-hmm. So various cars are built around the world.
So because of the war.
Yeah, there's reasons. I mean, South Africa, we give them rebates, blah, blah, blah. There's reasons why we build them everywhere around the world. So NP200 is no more, guys. Sorry, buy it. Gents. It's going to be a future classic. I'm just going to say this. Do the legs classic. Do the legs classic. Hey, that VR is going to be a classic. The C is going to be a classic. NP200 is a classic, I'm sure.
For me, I think one of the biggest contributors to the NP200 success, amongst other things I'm sure that there are, is that it filled a gap that could not be filled.
Mm.
If you think about it, car culture, even functionality, that size of buggy, we had the Bantam before.
Yeah.
Bantam was everything.
Yes.
Competitors came and went. Mazda had to join the party with Ford and basically made the same thing, right? Now, when there was a... As time moved on, needed to close the gap, then there was NP200, there was the Chevy and the Opel.
And the both. Thing was,
With the side pocket, you know?
The Chevy was... But the Chevy... I mean, the Opel.
Yeah.
The Opel.
But it was the same thing.
It was the same thing.
Same Chevy. Thing, yeah.
They were unreliable.
But they were unreliable, but also, I think, from a looks point of view as well, the NP200 looked better. You know, I've seen guys put mags and drop suspensions and all of that.
Stealth.
You know?
I think
it had the market to itself. Fiat tried. Didn't work.
No, you know what? These things work very simply. Put a bike here. It's half a ton. Simplify the engine. Simplify anything. So that whoever buys it, because he's going to use it for work, it's simple for him to fix it. It will be easy to fix.
Let's raise 2 billion and start our own.
No, it's okay, thank you.
There's a market there.
I'd rather retire and live off interest.
Please, give me the 2 billion.
There's a market there.
Just live off interest.
Please.
There's a market there. Wow, that's great. Anything from the Cracky Mac?
Yes, there's something. We'll put the clip to it. She's working on something. And she must start the BM thing.
That BM? What's happening?
We need to time, I guess. We need to sort of... Guys, Cracky Mechanic works. She's got a garage. She's got schedules.
A workshop.
She's not waiting for Mswati and Tuzo to bring the car. So she will call us and say, okay, I'm ready.
So we must wait in line.
Yes.
We are waiting in line.
Yes. Okay. Especially because people want freebies.
Do you want a freebie?
No, I'm joking.
Yeah, you can have some of mine.
Okay.
All right, gents, talking about freebies and Cracky Mechanics and that, I don't know. We are cursed as a nation.
What?
We are cursed. But anyway, talking of, I get on Zubaka end of an era, shout out to the South African ladies, remember we spoke about them, the cricket ladies.
Who was the other guy, the boring other guy who said, it's like watching paint dry.
Yeah.
Who was that other guy? The other guy.
Our previous producer.
Like a sec.
Brendan, do you watch cricket? Wow.
Producers.
Same as
Jack. Same WhatsApp group.
We'll talk about you like this on the when we're in the next day.
We've changed like the other two guys.
Yeah, end of an era. Mm-hmm. We ended the era of Australian dominance in women's cricket, which is a big thing, right? I think even the way we went about it, it wasn't, scraping over the line. We dominated the game.
An annihilation.
And, you understand. So I was really happy about that. Problem is now we get to the final. You know that... In the history of South African cricket, it's the first time, besides the Champions Trophy, which is not really considered amongst, the trophies. It's only King trophy le baring Chiefs e win.
Culling.
The one ya makufe. You know what they said? I read something funny, ne? They said it started off as a wardrobe that was about to get thrown away to skin board sako my mai. And then next thing it's carrying the trophy. Ne? So,
imagine liking a BMW, favoring Chiefs.
How so anyway, we'll get to that part and you'll eat humble pie. You'll eat humble pie.
I'm actually hoping you're gonna forget about that.
Going back, we're talking about the Proteas ladies ending the whole thing. CSA as a whole, Cricket South Africa, which is now we've got a new director of cricket, Enoch Nkwe. And under his stewardship, we have now been in 3 World Cup finals, which is further than we've ever gone. But it's further than we've ever gone in any World Cup tournament. Choked, the ladies, when we hosted the World Cup, we made the final. We lost to Australia in the final at home. It was sad, but it was expected. The gents,
Ellen Donald.
You know, they are
The gents in against India, at some point we needed 27 of 28. Which is simple,
should be easy,
but
doable.
We lost. The ladies now. So I'm proud of that. There's been progress from being semi-final chokers to now actually taking the step. So I just feel somehow someone, we owe someone something and they must pay that guy. It's like we are cursed, bruh.
You fired that woman.
You know, I know. Mama Dresh has never been. You know, so I was reading the other day an article. Some guy killed a bird on a cricket field. He was throwing the ball. He hit the pigeon and the pigeon died. And he threw it there.
So you think that's it?
We must get a black chicken. We must slaughter the black chicken and go apologize to the pigeon gods to say, guys, and it's Jack Rudolph. He was playing in England. He threw the ball and he killed a pigeon. And ever since the pigeon has died.
So we've never won a World Cup.
We've only won Commonwealth Games. We got the gold for Commonwealth. Then there's a Champions Trophy, which is played after the World Cup, where they take the top 8 teams from the World Cup. And we won that once, but that was in 98. But, you know, proper World Cup, we've never won. So Champions Trophy would be like, you know, that tournament before the World Cup.
Maybe it's a
Confederations Cup. It's something like that. It doesn't really have weight. You know, the World Cup has weight.
You win that and you win the battle and you forget the war.
Do you understand? So we cursed, but, and I'd have to say, we're one of the best teams in the world to have ever not won.
Not won, yeah.
A World Cup, and then we're not the best team.
So
you understand?
Call yourself a best
so
team.
That's really sad. I don't know why. My why is that Jack Rudolph killed the pigeon. We must go slaughter a black chicken. I know someone, Mhlaba Lingana there. They can help us do.
Stop doing it, guys. Mhlaba Lingana. Mhlaba Lingana. What is
I'm
pretty sure even our producer would say it better.
You couldn't even say it.
Try.
Brennan? Thank you. So I know someone, Gomhlaba Uyalinga.
Yes. Equal earth.
Yes.
Yes.
I know someone there.
Not in the suit.
Where they make things unequal.
CSA, please.
Pay that nigga for them.
And then you know? So that's what I wanted to talk about. I'm really sad that the ladies had the best chance out of whoever.
Me, I'm happy they beat Australia. They won the World Cup because they beat Australia. It's never happened before, is it?
It's never it had never happened before up until this World Cup.
Perfect. Now I'm happy.
The coach 5 months before the tournament stepped down, and having been in the position for 11 years, than someone now 5 months into the tournament. But Nansa Liteng in the background, you know. So it's impressive what they've achieved. I'm happy. And long may it last.
It was entertaining for me when I watched it.
I think going forward, we still have the 50 over World Cup to come. Maybe something will come out there. And then...
So just to take you off track a bit, I saw Minister Gayton said he wants equal pay.
That's good.
For the cricket ladies.
Guys, you know, can I say something? Gayton says everything right. What has he done?
No, Gayton a problem. Ubua fela.
Yeah, I've been looking at everything. He says everything everywhere right. And I think it's equal pay. I mean, I don't have a problem with
no,
that.
No, you can't. You know, equal pay, itla juang.
Viewership, sponsorships.
Sponsorships. Who brings in most of the money?
Mm-hmm.
If... And Jack was honest when he says it's like watching paint dry. I mean, I get frustrated sometimes when I watch women's cricket. And you'd understand why someone else would not want to watch women's cricket. It's slower, you know, less entertaining than the men's game.
Can I say something quickly?
Okay.
I know it is a bit slower than men's cricket. Look, if the guys' cricket... Sponsorship, there's 100 million rands. And the 100 million rands is sponsorship, and then they divide it, and then they calculate. For this sponsorship, these guys are getting so much. For their sponsorship, make it a ratio. That's equal pay. So meaning that if you bring in 100,000 rands worth of sponsorship, right, and we give you 10%, and I bring in 50,000 and I get 10%, that's equal pay.
That's probably what's happening now.
I know.
No, that is what's happening now. What the fight is about now is saying...
No, number two.
And that is
number
impossible.
Number two, we need to take it and put it in prime time and make sure it's watched. Put it in, make it a law that it's prime time so that it gets traction. Look at Ntunabitwang, the spinning thing. Once it's Red Bull, Red Bull got involved and there is...
Where do you get the money from? That's the question.
You create interest.
Where do you get the money from? You get the money from the advertisers.
No, Swazi. Look at this. BM does this very well. Very well.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What is the need for X6? Honestly. It's a 4-seater.
5.
SUV. Okay. Maybe 5.
Mm-hmm.
SUV. That has got a small boot. Big tire. It doesn't go off-road. What? I'm not saying only that. I'm saying... Even okay. Let me.
Let's talk about
the BMW. But it's sold. They created an interest. They hyped it up, and it's sold. Let's watch. Let's put it on primetime TV. Let's. You want a children's cricket, women children cricket. You look at.
But let me tell you this, and this is the funny part about the success of South African cricket, and how CSA makes most of their money. TV rights, right? Now, TV rights depend on who you play. That is why you choose wisely who you bring into the country. You'll see that most tours, we bring in the Asian countries. Number one, the viewership. I mean, India's got a billion people watch cricket. If you bring... I think when
I'm sure a billion plus the rest.
And then they like to bring
plus everything else.
They like
else.
To bring Bangladesh, we bring Pakistan because we've got a high amount of those people in the country right now. And Gayton Obatabatsa. No, but it's true. There's a lot of Bangladeshis. There's a lot of Pakistanis in the country. I'm not part of that. So that is how CSA.
So you say this outside of Bangladesh, the second biggest population is Bangladeshian.
Bangladesh, India.
The second biggest
population of Indians. So what's the problem outside if of you India. Say Bangladeshis and Pakistanis? There's nothing wrong. There's a lot of Pakistanis. I remember there was a
where
game. They were playing in Poch.
Where are they?
Bakas. selling some snacks. So that's how CSA makes money. Through sponsorship, India and the Asian countries are the teams that bring in the most money. Now, when you look on the women's side, yes, India. But if you bring Bangladesh, if you bring Pakistan, weak teams. We understand. Less interest is shown in these teams and no people then go to the stadium. You don't want to go watch Royal AM Idlala le Chippa United. You'd rather watch Chiefs Idlala le Sundowns. Mm. Understand?
But
so that's my thing in terms of sponsorship. We'll talk more about the team sponsorship, equal pay.
Mm.
I watched, if you have time, look for a documentary called Hope.
Yeah.
It's about the Hope Solo, who used to be goalkeeper at USA, and the fight for equal pay in the women's game in America, in soccer, and how she did the change. So watch that, and then maybe we'll offer some content.
Let's do about
and then quick results. Bolo.
Amakosi ajabulile. Sashi statul.
For the Do you notice that?
I'm not going to say anything.
Do you notice that when we won, we told the coach.
Who's we? Who's we?
Pirates.
Oh, all the Pirates. Yeah.
So don't ask me more questions. Right? I'm a Pirate fan. I know you're going to ask me. One day I'm going to say what talk means.
No, you do.
I'm a Pirates fan. Let's leave it there. When we won, hey, coach. You know, coach. You know, you're playing 15 people, and there was a coach. You know,
what's he saying? We were saying what about a coach?
The last time
I don't know what you're talking about.
2 weeks ago, I talked about Pirates, and I was laughing. I was happy. Yeah. What did you say about the coach?
What did we say?
Nothing.
You know what? You see this?
We asked him who's the coach, and he didn't
know.
No, not
coach. I'm referee. Ish, referee.
No, but we were stating facts.
Yeah. The referee.
But the ref got that decision
and
wrong.
Even now, there's still a problem with refereeing in the African game, not just in South Africa.
But why are you talking about Tata Khaloka? Where's I think a weekend?
I can't have Tata. I can't win.
Pirates, what happened
three.
Weekend?
I know I lost three. So
you lost three. What?
I lost three, two. I actually came back. It was 3-0. Came back to 2.
You came back way. You didn't win. You didn't come back.
But from 3.
But that's not a comeback.
From 3 to 2.
That's not a comeback.
Chiefs doesn't do that.
Good. And what happened yesterday?
Comeback is you actually back. You arrived, you're back.
But from 3 to 2.
What happened yesterday?
I lost. Okay.
You didn't lose. You
won. What happened? Oh, I won yesterday. No, what did you yesterday? Sorry.
And it messed me up so much.
He lost.
Neke Bechitse ticket.
He lost.
Or the game is going to be a draw. I trust SuperSport with the defense. And after having lost 4-0 to Chiefs, you think Gavin Hunt will make them
something's wrong
focus.
Team,
there's something wrong, especially SuperSport. They can't lose. I mean, they lost, 2-0 yesterday.
Can I ask you something? Before you won Saturday. Before that, when last did you win?
How?
It
was the game before that.
I'm just, no. Not games that they win before that.
Our form is picking up.
When last? I'm not saying your form is picking up or dropping. The last two
when
games.
When last what?
Did you win?
Eroko Arabi, this season, in the league and in the cup, Chiefs has lost one game.
One game.
And then Pirates?
No, okay,
I must not talk about Pirates.
Pirates lost, Malo Banyana, but it's okay.
We can talk about Pirates. Okay, from memory, I can recall this loss from this past weekend.
Pirates has been playing well, one is going to deny that fact.
That's fine.
Pirates on Ajwale.
That's okay.
I think the team that that's can fine. Rival
Sundowns.
Sundowns.
Mm. That's all I wanted.
And you know why the Chiefs fans are happy? We're not happy at the fact that we are winning, but the fact that we are actually starting to play some good football.
And mind you, it's them that keep comparing. We're just happy about Chiefs. We are genuinely happy that Chiefs is turning around.
But hey, the banter is quiet this. Now on social media because the draw came out. Bazodlala ne Sundowns. Guys, we don't care. We want to play good football. We fill up the stadiums. We make South African soccer what South African soccer is.
I'm going to show this snippet. Hey, Pirates, where were you? And I'm going to play this. We don't care about Pirates winning.
No one said Pirates, where were you?
He just said it.
The one thing, there's a line that says, football, haina therefore. Mm-hmm. You guys were happy to be thrown against Makesi. Now it's you again saying, they throw against Sundowns. Bolana, therefore, anything can happen. It all happens within 90 minutes. We may win, lose.
Let me do that.
But what Mswati is saying is right. What we're happy about is that we can see the turnaround. We may not win anything this season, but give us time. Chiefs is on its way back.
Okay.
All right, so that's football.
A real comeback, not 3-2.
We are back from.
We didn't arrive, Chief. We didn't get to 3. There's no comeback here.
Do you think it can happen, Chiefs?
Yes, it can.
Mm.
So anyway, enough about Chiefs. South African football, European football is back after the international break.
Okay.
Did you see the hat-trick yesterday? Was it yesterday?
How na team in Tinang? Ten Hag must go. That's all I'm going to say. Full stop. Man United.
But they won this past weekend.
He lost the ticket, I'm sure.
Yeah, he lost money. That's for sure.
Let's move on.
Guys, I will never in my life put my money again on Man United to do anything.
He lost.
But it's fine.
He lost.
IPL quickly, Indian Premier League, South Africa's Heinrich Klassen. He's just gone for 23 crores. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. Indian rupees. That's about 48.2 million salary per year for the next 3 years.
Well done.
When I was saying last year I want my kid to play cricket, it's because of this. IPL is a 6-week tournament.
Well done.
And for hitting sixes and being a wicket keeper, then Obamnad. So I'm happy about that. Well done to this homie for that.
Well done. And then if it's South African earning that much.
And then the box squad is out for the end of year tour. Your boy injured himself, Sasha.
I know.
He injured himself, so he's not on the tour. Money's there with Pollard, so Money will play at some point.
That's good.
Hopefully he can get his act right this time. So that's my ish from the sports desk. Ticket, we'll post the ticket.
F1, did you watch F1?
If it ever happens.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about the F1.
Let's talk about it next week. Yeah. There's a lot to talk about. Red Bull Racing.
Red Bull Racing is getting a bit better, but I've actually been happy that it's been like this. Because here now we are seeing racing, you know? We are seeing
it's
proper
not
racing.
It's one-sided. It's always boring when
the Red
it's
Bull
car
was just to talk
and
about
this whole
Red Bull.
Media matchup that the media tried to create
with
Lewis.
Yes.
It's been thrown back into their faces because now they are new drivers that are coming through, Leclerc, Lando Norris, do you understand? Now it's creating
fun. It's fun.
Because when you watch, you know, have you seen the documentary on Netflix, F1, where they follow them throughout the season? And you see the amount of work that all of these guys put in. You know, and how talented you must be
to be at that level.
Remember I sent another video, the reflex between an F1 driver and a quarterback, NFL. And those guys, they are supreme athletes.
I'm enjoying F1 now because it was becoming predictable. And you can't blame the guy. You can't blame Red Bull if they're producing a good car and everything works out. But them not working out, it's opened up the level field. Lando Norris is now, what?
Charles Leclerc. I like the Frenchie.
Yeah.
Well, King Muto Monaco, but he's a Frenchie. So I like that boy. So we'll put up a ticket. I've been winning. I've been losing. I have been winning. I have been losing.
Okay.
We're going to go with the predictions now.
You know, here's my thing with my tickets. Né? Like yesterday, I played a ticket, 7 games, right? The first game. AC Milan versus Bruges. I bet corners.
You bet corners?
Corners, yeah. How many corners are going to be in the game?
Okay.
I say there's going to be over 8.5 corners, meaning that there should be nine corners in the game. Guess how many corners were in the game?
Nine.
Eight corners.
Eight.
Is it always that?
Eight corners.
What's up, you lose?
I've got the proof. I'll show you the proof. But anyway, guys, don't forget the WhatsApp number is going to be here on the screen. Don't send nudes.
This guy's obsessed, eh?
We found nudes there
enough.
From his number.
We've got enough
from his number.
So please send us any lovely messages, any funny stories. This week's topic about the car batteries. Tell us anything. YouTube, WhatsApp,
Twitter,
Instagram, Twitter, like, subscribe, TikTok. And comment.
Oh, yes, and thanks to Solid Gold, the studios. Big up, guys.
Big up, guys. Brennan, our homie.
Thank you.
Where's Liam? your student. You can say yes or no.
Okay.
How long?